Duval School Board Chair Paula Wright says her main reason for calling the meeting was to talk about ensuring Vitti's potential departure doesn't cause disruption, especially as students are taking state tests this month.
And we want to make certain that all of our school environments are calm, focused, so our students can do the very best on the assessment.
Board member Scott Shine proposed trying to keep Vitti. He says Vitti's been rated an effective leader in board evaluations, and it's worth a conversation with him about what that would take.
To me, it makes more sense to try to keep an effective superintendent that we have today as opposed to try to find one from the workplace in the national spectrum.
However, other board members didn't agree. Lori Hershey and Becky Couch say they don't think it's likely Vitti would consider staying because he's voiced wanting to go back to Detroit, close to where he grew up. And Wright says he echoed that sentiment Wednesday morning.
In his voice today, we talked, he is thrilled to have this opportunity to go home.
Vitti wasn't at the meeting, but in an email to WJCT, he says he will begin contract negotiations with Detroit as soon as possible. He also says he feels like he's been drafted by his home team. The Duval board plans to continue discussing next steps on Friday. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.